First of all, you became a U.S. citizen fairly recently, I understand.
Yes, my friend, I became a U.S. citizen after 10 years of being in this country. First, I came with a working visa, what they call the O visa, which is a talent visa as a TV host, and then became a resident, permanent resident for 5 years. And last year, in December last year, I got my paperwork as a brand new resident. So this is my first time voting in any election in the United States.
Very nice. Very nice. So for someone who gives away cash and prizes on a fairly frequent basis, it almost feels like you won a big prize yourself today.
That's a really good way of putting it, and completely, because since I was a kid growing up by the border in Tijuana, San Diego, I dreamt about coming to the U.S. and working here and getting into the entertainment business here in this country. And it took me a long time. It was 10 years from the time I got the working visa, but before that it was many years of dreaming about it, learning the language. So for me, it's I did get really emotional the day I became a citizen, because it's different when you're born in a country than when you work so hard to become a citizen of a country. I don't know if I can explain the difference, but I achieved this with a lot of work.
Sure, absolutely. So what then does voting in this country mean to you?
Well, it means that I can be a part of the decisions that are being made. I think the U.S. is a wonderful country, and I think there's many other areas where the U.S. can come back and be the leader in the world. And I care a lot about, you know, alternative energies, ways of living where we're not contaminating the planet, and equal rights for every single human being, regardless of their sex or sexual preference or race. And, you know, I'm also into animal rights and to many other things. I consider myself a very progressive kind of person. So living in Southern California, I resonate a lot with the way people think here. And now that I can vote, I can support the initiatives that are going towards the place that I think we should go.
Interesting point. So, would it be correct to say that? We'll put it this way first. You, when you were still in Mexico, you voted in the presidential elections there, right?
No, I can still vote in both countries because.
You're
United States.
Yeah, dual citizenship. Well, I forgot about that.
Well, yeah, dual citizenship, exactly. So I can still vote in Mexico, and I can still vote here. So I can be voting in both countries. So yeah, in Mexico, I've been voting since I was 18, of course.
Sure. How different was your experience voting in Mexico versus your experience voting here?
Well, that's a really good question. It's a completely different thing. In Mexico, we've had clean elections for the last 18 years only. And before that, we had a party that ruled the country for 60 years and, you know, was well known. There was fraud after fraud. And when we finally got an electoral bureau, which is independent from the government, and elections became clean in Mexico, it was amazing. But still nowadays, when you go to vote down there, there's a lot of eyes. There's cameras. There's representatives from every single party. There's international observers. So everyone is making sure that nobody's going to steal the box with all the votes and all of that. So there's a lot of eyes in there. There's exit polls. And actually, the results are giving officially the same night of the voting. So they came up with a very, very modern system for handling votes. So the feeling down there is that there's a lot of eyes taking care that none of the things that were traditional in the past happen again. And now that I went and voted here, it was a completely relaxed atmosphere. Like, everyone is, like, trusting the system. You know, there's not a lot of – I didn't see any representative from any party there. It was a very relaxed thing. I don't feel the tension that I feel in Mexico. There's not so much, just triple checking that everything is fine.
Yeah, absolutely. So now, as for the actual vote itself, I noticed on your page you voted for Obama and then yes on props 37 and 38, correct?
Yeah, and I voted. Yeah, I definitely went for President Obama. That was my first vote, and And yeah, 37 is the one with the GMOs. I strongly believe that we as citizens, we deserve the right to know if there's any genetically modified foods or ingredients in the foods we're buying. And I strongly believe that we should know. And I know this is very controversial because there's huge companies like Monsanto, which is a king of pesticides and genetically engineered foods that don't want the idea. And I do think we have the right to know. So that's why I said yes on 37. And 38 is the other one that will bring money for children for education. So I believe, and I strongly believe in that one. And the reason I went for that one is because there's strict controls to monitor how the money is going to be used, and it punishes with jail time to anyone that misuses the funds. So I love that. I like the responsibility that Proposition 38 has, and I had to choose between 30 and 38, so I went for 38. You know, and then there were other ones that I cannot remember right now. That when some of them yes and some of them no.
I see. So when you submitted that ballot, how did you feel afterwards?
Yep. I felt amazing. I think the picture that I took of myself when they gave me the sticker that I'm still wearing that said I voted, it says it all. I just, you know, took the sticker on my thumb, and I took my picture with the phone, and I was just so happy. The crown, or the, let's say it in a game show language, the prize, the big prize of so many years of working hard to get my citizenship, 10 years living in the U.S., but before living here and before getting my first working visa, it was about 4 or 5 years learning the language or learning whatever I can learn in Mexico and negotiating to be able to get a job offer in the U.S. and start the transferring my career from Mexico to the U.S. So this is a really, really beautiful reward to be able to say, like, okay, I made it. I'm really part of this country. I can vote now. I can openly speak about the issues that I care for, and I can be an active citizen that is also aiming, like anyone else, for the best of this country.
Marco Antonio Regil is the host of Minuto para Ganar on Mundo Fox. It's Channel 22 here in Los Angeles. Marco, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Josh. I really, really appreciate your time. Thank you for having me, and congratulations to all the citizens that, like myself, went out there and voted today.